When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
He's got a dog mentality.
It's kind of douchey.
Side note, ever eaten beaver?
It would kill a lesser man.
It's Division I football!
Don't play intramurals, brother.
What? Well, I don't got... They ain't man, cold, but they're...
Yeah,
it's the dadgum mistake.
I'm gonna go to that lake.
Hee-hee.
Super!
Duper-duper.
Wonderful. It's marvelous.
You're welcome for me being here today.
Are you out of your mind?
You are welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome for us being here today, an SOB edition. Isaac Souk out. You got Schultze, Ortner, and Buckley here with you as we go with the last club hour of the week because tomorrow's show truncated due to the college football playoff game.
Yeah.
We've been teasing it. We will get to it. Why it is the season for penis fractures, at least according to one study. But before we get to that, and no, these stories weren't meant to be related, although one could certainly, I imagine, lead to the other. And I got to be really careful with how I say this, because the official name for this new sport is one that I actually can't say on the air. So rather than saying what it's actually called, I'll say that it's called Ultimate Dong Kicking.
Yeah!
Did you see this online earlier today?
Yeah. It's like the slap league.
Yeah, it's like the slap league, but it's kicking people in the beanbag.
It's favorite part is they have a referee.
Yeah.
There is a referee that stands there and makes sure that you follow the rules.
Now, I have not read up on said rules. I actually don't intend to. I apologize if you hoped that I would. Not award-winning show research from me, just show research. I'm not going to get into the rules. But what it appears is that basically these two individuals just stand opposite each other, and it looks like you can't get some like running start or anything. You just have to kind of swing your leg in between your opponent's crotch and last man standing kind of a situation. It's literally called the Ultimate Dong Kicking Championship. They got 50 million views on Instagram.
It's hilarious.
If it's getting that many views on Instagram, I don't think it really matters what we think about it. People want to watch it. It kind of sounds almost like that. You remember from Idiocracy, like Ow My Balls, that show that Dax Shepard's character was watching while he was sitting there on the toilet recliner? Yeah. That's kind of where we're getting to. Idiocracy's happening right in front of us here in 2024.
The best part of this video is they're in a ring. Like, they're in a boxing ring, and you have to, like, wind up and kick each other, and then you get like a minute to like protect yourself. They're in gym shorts.
Welcome to the Octagon of Dongs.
I mean, and it's unbelievable. I don't know. I'm not sure who. It's not even clear where it comes from.
I just found the fastest knockout.
I mean, it looks like it comes from an Asian country. I can't tell which one, as most of the participants are of Asian descent. What is going on here? Do you think there's money behind this? Can you make money in the ultimate dong kicking league?
No, there's no shot you do.
You don't think that the winner who takes the most shots to the dong gets
I think these are
going to be a six-figure prize for that.
No, these are losers who can't go to the bar and go talk to women. Like, that's what this is. These are bros who need to get off of online, who need to grow up past, like, 5 years old when you think kicking everybody in the you-know-what is hilarious, which it is funny, and it's funny for me to watch. It is not funny to be a part of this. They have an in-ring announcer. They have their version of Bruce Buffer.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. I would love to know about more. Yeah, they have like an arena with people who are watching and cheering.
The fastest.
Imagine paying to show up and watch another dude get belted between the legs.
I would not choose to do that. And I'd stay home watch it on Instagram, it sounds like.
Yeah, you definitely can.
How many guys have Hanniger'd themselves?
Ooh, good question. Ooh,
yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and the way they're kicking, too, just an FYI, like, it's full underneath there. It's not like glancing side blow.
No, the person who's on the receiving end of the dong kick when it's their turn has to stand there, hands behind their back, and legs spread slightly so that there's a perfect alleyway for that foot to come flying through.
I'm shocked it's not some frat bro named Chad that is the commissioner of this league. This is...
Hey, TJ, watch this!
This is hilarious. I also think that it's unfair. There should be movement. I think it should be more like boxing. Like, you should be allowed to, like, bob and weave, try and duck.
You know, there is one. I mean, we've gone through on Primetime before some of the more obscure sports and events throughout the world. There's like a world shin kicking championship that happens. Yeah. I want to say it's in like Scotland or Ireland or something like that. Yeah. That's one where you get to put like straw inside of newspaper around like it's a build your own shin guard and then kick the other guy in the shins as hard as you possibly can.
Build your own shin guard? Yeah. What are we doing
if you look up the Schultze, look up the shin kicking and you will see these self-made shin guards.
What are
and
we
the people
doing?
Just whooping on each other.
Yeah, this looks weird.
Yeah.
Do you think that Varys from Game of Thrones is the best at this game?
I think that a eunuch would be the best at this game. But the other thing is, I mean, I'd imagine that if there was things that got you disqualified, like doping or whatever, not having the dong would probably be
you must have participles like, to participate.
You've got to have the supplies. You
would
have the goods.
Steroids otherwise, help you in this sport? Is this overseen by USAP?
Don't steroids help shrink that area sometimes?
To quote Robin Williams,
hearts?
Your balls shrink and your head grows. Little raisinettes coming up to the plate. You're out. So, yes, technically it would help you.
I wouldn't know. I'm enthralled. The guy who just won, who got the TKO, he's jumping around.
Now,
he's
explain the TKO. That just means, like, what, his form was the best or something? Like, because if it's not a knockout.
They call it off. Like, there's a referee. And
that's enough dong kicking for this
he's
fight.
He's got a little, I think,
ding, 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 ding.
I'm assuming it's like you don't get to your spot in a quick enough time. That's kind of what it looks like research.
What I've read is that basically after you've received a dong kick, you get approximately a minute to recover before it's your turn to return the favor.
This guy is drilling this other dude. He had to take a knee. You get a 10 count.
Ooh.
You get it, and then they do like the gloves thing. Ooh, this guy calls uncle. He gets kicked, and it's a good kick. Like, it's a square punter's kick that gets him, and it definitely gets...
Wait, what's a square punter's kick?
Well, like he...
Oh, you mean
like
just...
where he makes contact with the important areas.
You, sir, sound like you know the official terms of the dong kicking league.
Well, I'm doing research for the people. I'm out here trying to give the news, because I know that people want to hear about the fastest growing combat sport.
Well, people are saying that they're coming for Dana White's Power Slap League, that this is just the next level up. This is the man's league.
Weren't they making like a slap league, but also like it's like a butt slap league too. Isn't that a thing?
I think I did see something about that. I don't know if it was related to the Dana White one.
I just want to know why. You know who fights in the slap league? Paige Van Zandt.
Really?
Yeah, she's like one of the main fighters. Huh. Damn, she's hot.
Is she good?
Doesn't matter.
It's seems like a fall from grace to me.
I'm pretty sure she's doing that, and
and OnlyFans.
Yeah, she quit literally fighting on purpose, like due to her come on OnlyFans. She's like, I'd be stupid to keep putting my body on the line for like a fraction of this money.
Yeah, she does the slap league, which is dumb.
Well, when I was a young boy, I had a neighbor who was a real crap head. His name was Ben Ellis, and he lived two doors away from me on my cul-de-sac, and he was a year or two older than me, and I like worshipped the ground that he walked on because he was like the cool older kid. But he was a total jerk, and I was always hanging out at his house, and one day he convinced me to be on the receiving end of an ultimate dong kicking, and he basically just said, hey, you should let me kick you here. I was like, I think I was probably 5 and he was like 7. God. And I'm like, why? What happens? He's like, oh, it feels really cool. And he convinced me it was something I was going to like. And I just stood there, legs spread, and let him absolutely belt me. And I had never felt anything like it in my life. Even my little 5-year-old Barry's at the time was rolling on the ground, screaming. And his mom comes in and she's like, what happened? She knows that he has done something to me. And I'm like, Ben kicked me here, and I'm like pointing, and she goes, why did you do that? And he looks at his mom and goes, he said it was okay. And I'm like, I did say it was okay. I let him do it.
So sorry.
First and last time.
Yeah. This is a great text in here. This could be Justin Tucker's new job. Ooh. Do you think that punters would be better at this?
Yeah, I think punters better than kickers, but I'm confident that a professional place kicker could find a way to get the angle right on this.
What kind of training camp do you think they go through? Like, do they cut out alcohol and...
Oh, I don't... No, I don't think...
You know, like, boxers,
I think their training camp is entering a raffle to be part of this thing.
Well, I mean...
I don't think you need more alcohol so you don't feel it.
I don't know. Like, boxers cut out doing it. Do they have to cut that out?
Well, you might have to after your first bout. I mean, it doesn't say anything or appear that there's any protection happening here.
No, it didn't look like anyone was wearing a cup.
You're just voluntarily risking it all.
Did you see that was possibly a reason why Tom Brady and Gisele Bundchen's marriage ended?
He wanted to get into the dong kicking?
Not the dong kicking, the lack of the sexual time, the mommy and daddy loving, because Tom Brady, like an elite boxer, has to prepare for a game every week.
Oh.
And he, I believe, had a no sex rule, at least according to the article I read online. And that was not a very good plan for a 16-week season.
So her jiu-jitsu homie was like, psh, I'll do it any day.
I know,
did you see that when she announced that she was pregnant, he tweeted like landslide?
Yes, the Tom Brady? Yeah, it was very weird.
Well, he posted
he had like an emo
sense.
IG post. Like, what are you, a high school girl?
Dude.
We all know the relationship probably allegedly started before they got divorced. So come on. I'd be pissed too.
Well, there's nothing worse than your ex getting with someone that can kick your ass.
Also true.
Is what I've been told.
Well, the holidays are the time of year where more people get frisky than usual. This is fact. There are studies to back it up. There are also studies to say that it causes a spike in fractured penises. That's next on The Club on the Fish. Well, you've waited for it the last 2 days. It's finally here. Tis the season for penile fractures.
Ow.
That, according to, well, studies from the National Institutes of Health, as well as, this is fun, Feet Finder conducted this study. I was like, wait, that doesn't sound like a research
outlet. No, they're known for...
No, it's a place where you go to buy and sell foot photos.
Well, they're known for their investigative journalism in the Arch system.
Well, here's what they have found.
Big fan of Arch Manning.
They have found that Google searches for the term penile fracture spikes 234% between December 24th and December 26th. Everybody getting frisky on Christmas.
So,
I don't know if it's the booze, if it's the holiday spirit. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's happening more then, but if people are Googling it more then, it It's happening to somebody.
I was going
to
say, is it because they're doing it incorrectly or because they got the incorrect GIF and then paying the price for it?
I don't think it doesn't seem, at least according to this study and this article, that it's because of paying the price. It seems that it's more likely that feelings are at a higher pitch across the board, that there's more alcohol involved in the holidays.
It is the best gift to give.
And, you know, people try to cozy up. So people connecting and I apparently getting a little bit out of hand. Now, this is becoming...
a little bit.
This is becoming more of a PSA, but I can inform you that penile fractures usually occur during, quote, wild sex. This according to research leader Dr. Nikolaus Pirgides of the Ludwig Maximilian University in Munich. So,
is this like a you know it when you see it type of thing, or is there like a...
I'm glad you asked.
Can you quantify it?
Well, are you talking about the wild sex, or you know a fractured penis when you see it?
Both.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to know the definition officially of what wild sex is.
It seems like he's just talking about going at it more vigorously than usual.
Tis the season.
Because they do go on to say there are three most common positions in which this happens. It happened. I don't know what I'm actually allowed to say and describe on this program. So I'm going to say the three most common positions that you probably assume, those are the ones that it happens most often in. So
the most common positions that we all do it in.
Sure. Okay. So it seems like it's less about how they're doing it and more about the vigor with which they're doing it.
The vigor with
that
which.
That causes this
overuse injury.
So you asked Will how you knew when this had happened. Well, the victims of the injury can usually identify the fracture by hearing an audible crack.
Oh, God.
Followed by pain.
That sound right there, what Jordan just made.
Yeah. Followed by pain and quickly losing your erection.
Just hearing you describe it made me make that sound.
The article actually
says
it's not a broken candy can, but it kind of is. The penis will also look similar to an eggplant after the injury occurs. No good eggplant emojis here.
That's why they use
I'm guessing purple and swollen is what Dr. Pirgides is telling us.
I love that Feet Finder was at the forefront of this information.
Well, so they're the
PSA.
Ones that figured out the spike in the search percentage, leading them to believe that this injury spikes during the holidays. This Dr. Nikolaus Pirgides, he has all the info on the penile fracture. We've also learned from the National Institute of Health that one in every 100,000 American males will suffer from a broken penis in their lifetime.
Johnny Knoxville did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Was he doing something dumb or was he boinking?
They were doing a skit, I guess, for his show. And I don't know if
was
I
he,
can say it on there.
Was he, I don't know and if I want
no,
to.
No.
What
no,
was he
it,
doing with
it? Actually isn't bad. It actually, well, it's not bad in theory. They were trying to do like some sort of motorcycle flip or thing. And when he got up into the air, the one thing they told him was don't let go of the motorcycle. Well, he let go of the motorcycle. And when he landed on his back, 2 seconds later, the motorcycle landed on him.
I remember that.
Mm. Yeah.
He ended up in the hospital for a while, and he had six injuries. One of them was a fractured
He broke tank. It. Yeah, there was a point where he is getting up, and it's on video. Like, you can YouTube it, and you don't, to my knowledge and memory, you don't see anything. But I remember him just specifically being like, it's bleeding a lot.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, did you see the text?
No, I did not.
You
Hold
should
on.
Look at the Vancouver Ford text.
Oh, okay, well, leave it to our listeners. Someone says that they have experienced this injury before.
No.
And it sucks.
I'm so sorry.
I did not think that it would be joyful.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I am curious about more detail. How this happened.
I don't want...
How bad, like...
I don't know
how
that
bad
I want
was
to know
it.
How, I don't know that I want to know
so
how
here's,
bad this
Okay,
happened.
So here's the other thing in the PSA.
I don't want to know how it happened.
You don't need to know. You don't have to look at the text line, Will. Though non-life-threatening, certain penile fractures may require surgery and weeks of recovery. If you don't get it taken care of, patients could risk permanent damage to sexual function or urinary function, or you could be left with permanent curvature of the penis.
Yeah. Can you imagine having to call that one in? Like,
or poor function, or a lifetime of painful erections.
Or all of it.
Every time you're sporting wood, it's going to hurt again. That I don't like.
Can you imagine having to call your boss and be like, hey, so I have to have surgery. I am going to be out for the next 2 weeks. Oh, what do you have in surgery? I don't want to tell you. It's a lower body injury, and I will see you in 3 weeks. Do you have to wear a diaper? You probably have to wear a diaper, right?
Maybe. So, when I was in college,
you wore a diaper.
One term I didn't have any classes on Friday, and I decided I was going to take like a yoga or relaxation class.
Oh yeah.
And I showed up on the first day, and they're having us do different stretches and poses, and like this kind of hippy dippy looking guy, like kind of softly mentions to the teacher, "I'm not going to be able to do some of these exercises today because of a surgery." And the teacher's like, "Oh, that's fine, no problem." She's very like, I don't know, with it and hippy dippy herself. She's like, "Well, what did you injure?" And he's like, "Oh, it's personal. I'm not really going to get into it." And she goes, "Oh, well, I'm sure that there's still lots of the stretches and poses that you could do. Just tell me more about your injury." He's like, I don't know if I really need to. And she's like, "It's okay. This is like a safe space." And he's like, "I had surgery on my scrotum."
Yeah.
And she's like, "I'm like, lady, there's an obvious reason this man didn't want to tell you the personal nature of his injury. Stop asking."
He pulled an Andy Bernard. That's awesome.
That's right. He pulled a Nard Dog.
Whoops.
So that's about all the information I have for you on likelihood, frequency, and what happens when you fracture the penis.
Well, I appreciate your PSA.
There are other other pieces of information and data in this article that saying that that's not the only thing that can go amiss during holiday season. There are some other issues, including one with toys, that could be problematic. But we also have to get to the best Christmas gift I've seen for Jason Sakanek. We'll get to that coming up next on the other side of this break. But first, Schultzy has the Sports Center update. Welcome back to the Club Hour. Will making a bold statement during the break that he is officially anti-penis fracture.
Yes, I will stand on that soapbox. And
taking a stance.
For the people that have texted in, and when I say people,
yeah,
I don't mean
dude.
Person, I mean people.
We have more than one listener who has sustained the fractured
God
penis.
God in heaven.
Yeah.
I am staying off the text line. I apologize to
I'm
all
not.
Of
now I can't get enough.
It's like a car wreck. Like, you can't look away, so you kind of have to know, but you look through, like, closed fingers. It's a whole thing. It's,
So the first person
I love it.
Told us, "I have had this injury before, and it sucks. Mine was not bad enough for surgery, luckily. It was a very, quote, excited girl. She was in one of the three positions that you would have imagined. Probably the one where..."
I
am dancing around this.
I don't know
you
that
can
you want
figure,
to dance
You can figure it out, but
just
this person
away.
Says that they cannot do that position anymore, not because of physical limitation, but just out of the fear and the emotional scarring that came out of that fracture. The other person says, "It happened to me in high school. It was pretty mild, but you can't talk to the parents about that."
No,
dude, imagine being like American Pie age, you know, and then all of a sudden that
Small
happens.
Can.
Like,
we're just going to have to tell your mother that we ate it all. God.
That's fantastic.
You know, I was going at it with a pie, and it broke, Doc. I need some help here. Jeez.
I'll tell you right now, I don't know that I want to know this answer, so this is going to be rhetorical.
Well, you might get an answer from the text on whether you like it or not.
How did we determine it was mild? It's not a high ankle sprain.
WebMD? Maybe
it's
maybe you're like it's swollen, but it doesn't look like an eggplant.
Like Johnny,
a high ankle sprain, man.
Johnny Knoxville bleeding. I think that's probably on the higher end of the injury scale.
You would think
if you're not to that level, it's maybe mild.
And now, this is going to lead to probably a dumb question. But again, I think I have to know. I don't want to know, but I have to. When you go in, do you got to get it X-rayed? Do you think that there's like, nah, you're okay, it's just a sprain?
I wonder what the
when you're going,
doc is able to ascertain just based off of the eye test.
When you go in,
you know,
for
we know
an
that
ankle.
There's no bone in that boner, so there's, you know, I mean, but maybe an MRI is in is in order? I don't know.
That's got to be the weirdest MRI ever. Are you getting a CT scan?
Look at this, Will. The text line joining you now.
I know.
Will,
the Willies are starting a movement.
I'll get on the train with you. I am also anti-penis fracture. Let's start a movement.
Yeah, is anybody pro-penis fracture? Because I ain't voting for that guy.
Maybe some.
I'm sure there's a person or two that are pro it.
Jeez. Well, Suk has talked about an instance in which this perfect holiday gift could be very functional. We're moving on from the world of fractured penises, although this is in that region, slightly. This is the perfect gift, apparently, for the concert goer in your life.
Ooh.
$75.
Okay.
It's a collaboration between the popular drink company Liquid Death.
Oh, yeah.
And Depends brand.
Oh.
Yes.
What a weird combo.
I present to you the pit diaper.
Oh, I saw this. Mm. And it looks like it they tried to make it.
They tried to
approved.
Make it metal, yeah. And well, not literally metal. They tried to make it like music metal. This pit diaper, yeah, branded by Liquid Death, it's basically, it looks like on the outside, like leather black underwear. And the idea is that you can go wear this in the pit at a concert, like a Metallica show where Suk might go. And you don't ever actually have to leave the mosh pit because you can go right there in your personal pit diaper.
Yep, you can just pee yourself right there when you need it. And no one will know because it's a dark color. It's like a black or a navy.
This seems like the perfect gift for Suk. He complains all the time about having to leave concerts to go to the bathroom and making sure that you pick the time during the artist's set to go and do that. Like, he's got it down to a science. I'm not sure that he needs it, but this would alleviate any concern in that arena.
I am never going to be able to understand the people, grown men and women, willing to wear a diaper and pee on themselves and then sit or stand in said pee for hours longer. Why people want to do that at concerts, why you need to go to Times Square to see the ball drop, which it's literally required because otherwise you're peeing all over your legs. I will never willingly put myself in a situation where I have to wear a diaper.
This leather diaper thing has a chain and some spikes on it. Again, like I said, very, very hard metal, yep, rock.
The guy wearing it looks like he should have been like a cross between ZZ Top and some sort of Metallica,
yeah,
Iron Maiden type group.
Says the customers can strap on the embellished black pleather diaper, which is low rise, one size fits all, with an adjustable waist diaper circumference.
So we can still see that sexy waistline while you're wearing, yeah, that diaper.
Well, why would you work out for all those months in the lead up if you're not going to show it off?
It combines function with a rock and roll aesthetic as it features metal, a metal key clip, spikes, a chain, and a belt with a gold embroidered skull on the front.
You know what this is good as? A white elephant gift.
If your white elephant is a $75 white elephant,
yep,
it also comes with a pack of 52 Depend guards for you to lock in your moisture. So, I guess that's the absorbent pad that goes in here so you can reuse this pit diaper.
We're locking in the moisture.
Whoa, so you get a one-use liner plus the repeated use, like, thing that you actually,
well, you don't
like
want to have to
basically
wash. You don't want to have to wash your pleather pit diaper.
What the
so
hell
you
are
just
we
remove
doing
the absorbent pad in the middle and you throw a new one in.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm anti penis fractures. I'm also, I think, anti this. I don't think that it's cool to wear a diaper.
You know who the dude looks like? He looks like a long-haired Jason Kelsey. The guy sporting it in the ad.
It looks like Jason Kelsey.
That would be who wears it, I think.
I'll tell you, I disagree. I don't think he would. I think this is a bit. There's no way.
Well, it is unclear
how many
have been manufactured, but it's already sold out.
Shut up.
That's what I'm saying. It's a great gag gift.
One comment on their website said, "No, I'm sorry. I'm in love. Please restock. Oh, my God."
No.
Apparently, they are out of stock.
Do you think that people are wearing this at the old folks' home?
Yes.
And this is how,
for your tattooed grandpappy?
Well, the grandpappy's like, this is how I let the grandmas know that I'm single and ready
hardcore
to marry. Yeah, that's right. Rolls in his Harley. Like, what's up?
It points out that the pit diaper isn't exactly innovative, as there are many reports of Swifties who didn't want to leave the show and just wore adult diapers during the Eras tour.
Is there a band that you like enough for that?
No.
No.
Is there anything that you would do where you're like, I would wear a diaper?
Okay,
so there isn't one for
me. So I've heard of another apparatus, not a diaper. It was back in the like 90s. It was called the Bleacher Buddy, and it was basically essentially like a catheter.
Yep.
Instead of going in, it goes over, and you affix it to yourself. And the idea is that when you go to the football game or the baseball game, and either the lines are too long or the situation is too dire for you to leave, it's third and short or fourth and one or whatever, and you got to go, you just do it into your Bleacher Buddy, and it goes kind of down the tube into the bag, and you're like wearing it's kind of like a colostomy bag, but you're wearing on your leg, and then you have to go empty later.
Just find a corner, man. Let's build more bathrooms.
Just get behind a dumpster. Like, you'll be fine.
I think I'm anti-diaper. Unless you have to use it.
123-year-old Swiftie known as Kaylee said that the diaper rash and trench foot was worth it for this moment. Taylor Swift was looking right at us.
No, it wasn't worth it. You're insane. She doesn't care about you. She cares about the money that you've all spent. Stop it.
Something tells me that Kaylee is gross.
Trench foot.
Have you had trench foot?
No.
What is trench foot?
It's basically just like a really, really like 1,000 times worse version of athlete's foot, and it's what like army or you know people fighting in like actual trenches got, and that's why they always tell their soldiers like, hey, wear dry socks, keep your boots on, because once you get trench foot, I mean you could end up losing your feet if it's bad enough.
Well, you know how to get rid of athlete's foot, right? Or to protect yourself from it?
Tenactin.
Boom. Tough acting.
Tough acting. Tenactin. You pee on your feet.
I've heard that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's...
So watch out.
Kind of sanitizes, right?
Watch out in the gym showers.
Another Swiftie, Catherine, said, for the amount of stress and time it took me to get these Taylor Swift tickets, I will be getting an adult diaper because I'm not missing a minute of it.
You're crazy.
Agreed.
Just drink less water.
I wouldn't be drinking. If I had to put myself in that situation, no diaper, but I would not be drinking a damn thing.
Yeah, like, you're fine. When did we stop holding it in as a country?
Around the time of the Eras tour, it sounds like.
Right.
This era. There's no holding it in.
Dawn of a new era.
Let's go back
to the
old
diaper era.
It's one of the few times you're ever going to
Do you think any Swifties and like metalheads could bond over their diaper usage?
Well, after this, there's going to be a specific like diaper, I bet, released for every band. So instead of just being able to get like T-shirts and sweatshirts, you're going to now...
You get the Metallica edition of the pit diaper?
I disagree.
Get my Michael Bublé diaper, baby.
There's no way that Mike... No, I disagree. There's
Schulze
no way Michael
Bublé... refusing to leave his seat at the Nutcracker because the Sugar Plum Fairies are out and he's got his pit diaper on.
Exactly. Yeah, give me a Christmas-themed diaper. Maybe I'll consider it.
A new drink making the rounds this holiday season. It's not a hot toddy or mulled wine. It's in the category, but hot soda? Wrap it up next on The Fan. Texter here who says, WTF are these club topics? And I just need to say, I'm sorry. No one loves dong news more than Isaac and Sook. This is as on brand for this show as it gets. It might not be everyone's favorite, but let me tell you, if you think the news would have been different with the two of them sitting there, I say nay.
I'm having a good time. I enjoy learning about the fastest growing combat sport.
Their eyes would have lit up if they saw these topics. Been like, what? Yes, please. Perfect conversation. This kind of radio writes itself.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I mean, listen to this.
My father-in-law's penis lit up a room wherever he went.
Thank you.
Jason Sakanik. My penis is very, very important to me.
You don't think we would have been talking about this? Of course we would have been talking about this. But we do have a new holiday drink or cocktail that I need to discuss. And when I saw the headline, I thought, oh, God, no. You ever have mulled wine?
No.
Once.
Once?
Yeah.
I kind of like mulled wine. Basically, just put some cheap red in with some cinnamon, spices, berries, orange, and just keep warming up on the stove. No big thing. But hot chocolate. Hot chocolate person?
Well, yeah, I love hot chocolate.
Love me some hot cocoa.
Hot toddies?
Is that the whiskey one?
Yeah.
Yes. Someone made it for me when I was sick.
How about Dr. Pepper? You want Dr. Pepper warm as part of your holiday drink?
No, but I do like a Diet Dr. Pepper.
I also like a Diet Dr. Pepper. But apparently this is a new recipe that is, quote, on a whole nother level. It's been taking TikTok by storm.
Well,
and you essentially microwave and or slowly heat to a simmer, not a boil, Dr. Pepper. And then you add some crystallized lemon. Someone says it sounds disgusting, but it is in fact delicious. The spices of the Dr. Pepper really work well as a hot drink, and the lemon just brings it all home.
I disagree.
I would also disagree.
Just use it as a cold chaser like everyone else did in college.
Now, I've had the famous drink, the Flaming Dr. Pepper. Have you had one of those?
Does that light on fire?
That's one of the light on fire ones.
Ooh, I'm pro lighting drinks on fire.
Yeah, that's...
We need to do more of that.
151, or that's Amaretto, almond, and 151. The 151 lit on fire, dropped into the beer. You slam it for whatever reason, the 151 Amaretto and beer together, maybe with the heat. Tastes a little bit like Dr. Pepper, hence the Flaming Dr. Pepper.
I'm pro on fire alcohol. I'm also pro alcohol that I drop into other alcohol. Big, like, Irish car bomb fan, big Jaeger bomb fan. So I would be pro that drink.
Yeah, I like, I can't do car bombs anymore. I don't know that I can do any of these bombs anymore. Maybe a sake bomb, light beer and a little sake. I can handle that, but that's about it. I don't think I'll be trying the Dr. Pepper.
No.
Holiday stove top no. drink, but if you, our listeners out there, would like to try, it's all over TikTok. Knock yourselves out.
No, I think I'm out on that one. I'm going to keep drinking my Diet Dr. Pepper cold.
Plenty of recruiting news today. Nemec is coming up next to share it with you. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec is next. For Schultze, who's headed to the Nutcracker, for Ortner, breaking it all down on the football field, and for myself, Ryan Buckley, thank you for joining us on this SOB edition of Primetime. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up next. Primetime's back tomorrow, a short version, 3 to 4:30 before the college football playoff. That's all for us for now. Good night.